Fiona, good morning.
Good morning, Philip.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, first things first, what's the reason behind the change of the Australian Sex Party to the Reason Party?
Well, I think, you know, fundamentally, it's the lack of reason that we're seeing in federal politics at the moment. I mean, I think last week, this disgusting debacle really highlighted the dearth of reason in federal politics. And also we're seeing it at a state level, both here in Victoria and up there in New South Wales. But we're not so much changing the Sex Party as building a whole new organisation, one that we hope will engage people who are really pissed off or disengaged with politics, somewhat in a similar way, I suppose, to what Emmanuel Macron did in France.
Mm. And it does seem like a good time for reason. There's a lot of angry back and forth, and not a whole lot of progress at the moment. Now, in looking at policies, you're saying that you're looking to not just change the name, but rebuild. Rebuild the party. What's the change in policy going to be from the Australian Sex Party?
I mean, I think we've been, your listeners would know, but we've been relatively successful down here in Victoria, where I've been a Member of Parliament for a couple of years now. But now it's time to, I think, really look at some of the issues that we're facing and that government can't seem to deal with. Most governments won't look past the next election cycle. So this does not help us when we're trying to work out what to do with an ageing population, how we're going to deal, how we're all going to prosper in a post-carbon economy, how we are going to address housing affordability, what sort of tax reforms we can undertake to make, in this sort of global world that we're living in, to make our tax system fair and competitive. I guess when the Sex Party first formed, we had a fairly, narrow range of policies. And now that we're going to be part of, and we will just be part of Reason, there will be many other organisations, many other people joining it over the coming weeks and months. So we will just be a part of that. But how we can really, plan further than an election cycle. What do we want Australia to look like in 20 years' time?
Well, lack of foresight definitely is one of the biggest things holding back Australia's political climate at the moment. Now, with the major political parties, of course, offering completely opposite views, where will the Reason Party's voice of reason, so to say, fit in between these?
Yes, I mean, it's sort of interesting because when you look at the reason why I think the major parties are failing us is because they're too busy. I mean, they're factional infighting on Labor and Liberal and even the Greens. The factional infighting prevents them from looking outside and looking forward. The extremists like Pauline Hanson and Corey Bernardi also prevent them from being progressive or even pragmatic. And we will take good ideas from anywhere. So I don't think we could really point a spot on a spectrum for us, but I think, you know, there will be pragmatic ideas from conservatives, there'll be pragmatic ideas from progressives, there'll be good ideas from all areas of government and all areas of politics. And I hope that Reason will be able to turn those ideas into action from all sides.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking to Fiona Patten, leader of the Reason Party and former leader of the Australian Sex Party, about the Sex Party's deregistration and relaunch as the Reason Party. Now, Fiona, of course, the name of the Sex Party was one of the most eye-catching things about it, I suppose. A very provocative name, which no doubt would have irritated a lot of more conservative people and appealed to a lot of more liberal people. How do you expect that the name change and rebranding might affect your votes?
Calling a political party the Sex Party may have been seen as radical or controversial to a lot of people. But what we have found, and what we found in the last election, was that people who are voting for the Sex Party are voting because of our policies. They're voting because we want to see a change to drug laws, because we don't think that religion should have the privilege that they have at the moment, and the exemptions on tax and discrimination, that we want to see voluntary assisted dying, that we want to see all of those issues. So while our name kind of stood us out, I'm hoping that the reason is just as radical. You know, who would have thought that there would be reason in Parliament?
Well, I suppose it's a worry that there isn't as much reason as there could be. With the Reason Party, part of the sex parties, one of their key political fronts was, of course, to do with sexual liberation and sexual rights. Are these still going to be in the forefront of policy for the Reason Party?
Absolutely. Look, I am still just as concerned about government censorship as I was 8 years ago. I'm just as concerned about our right to privacy as I was 8 years ago. And those policies will, you know, they are reasonable policies. They are reasonable things to expect governments to allow adults the right to choose, to allow adults the right to marry the person that they love. Those are all reasonable positions, and that certainly won't change when we become as part of Reason. Reason will just will have a lot more different organisations and other people involved in it, and I think that will broaden the scope of the organisation and allow us to push for change in lots of different aspects of society.
Fiona, it sounds like a very exciting step forward. I do wish you all the best with the future of this new party. It's going to be very exciting to see.
Yeah, thanks, Philip. I'm really excited as well. I'm incredibly nervous and sometimes petrified, but I think, if you leave this vacuum of Reason there, someone else is going to fill it, and I don't want One Nation to be that person.
I don't think anyone does. Fiona,
no, thanks.
Fiona, thanks so much for joining me this morning.